váyame si quiero. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. The presence of the Lord is so massively available. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Adonai. Thank you, Rofeka. Lift your hands everywhere you are. Do you see His power? Do you see His glory? If you are able, can you be up on your feet? If you are able, can you be up on your feet? Hands uplifted. Yes, Jesus. And whisper that name, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The Holy Ghost. Something is happening. Receive the flow of His power. Power of the Holy Ghost. Receive the flow. Receive the touch of His power now. Masakala gaya gaya da bololos. Lera to seke bena gaya la la hosha na maya la 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 hasha. Lera de zarino mano gogo se gaya la la hasha na maya la la hosha di la la. Leka rata sana mana galero to sone gaya la la hasha li. Lera na mazaro te so te keli na gaya la la hasha ra. Repata se no bola ya la hasha kere di gaya la hasha manonosa. Yes, Jesus. Diverse encounters, diverse breakthroughs, diverse deliverances, diverse liberties, diverse healing, diverse turnaround, change of story, changes of story. It's happening right now. A shift in level. Thank you, Master. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Thank you for a night like this. And thank you again for a night like this. And thank you again for a night like this. Be thou glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a big clap of hands as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. What a night. And what a beginning. Watch out for Friday night. It will be an absolute explosion. Anyone who is just watching online or wherever you are, just ensure you are here in person by Friday night. This being the last midweek service for the month of July, our month of prayer, we shall use today to wrap up the prayer subject and include the part of the praise as well. And then we'll go full blast on the subject of the conference from tomorrow. James chapter 5 from verse 16, 17 and 18. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' precious name. Very, very sharply, prayer power factors. That is the subject. Prayer power factors. That is, understanding the factors or the forces that makes for powerful prayer, or that makes for power in prayer. Prayer power factors. There are things that we do to power prayer. That's our objective tonight. What are those things? Now, it is important to understand that prayer is designed for the release of power from heaven to the earth. The release of power from heaven to the earth. That was why he said in Matthew chapter 6, verse 11 and 12, when you pray, say, ye are Father which art in heaven, verse 9 and 10 rather, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Do with us on the earth what you are doing in heaven. So prayer is designed to transmit power from heaven to the earth. Prayer is designed to release the power of divinity into humanity. The power of divinity into humanity. That is why the Bible said, where we read, that the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. The other translation says, the Amplified Version, it says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man, it says, it makes tremendous power available. Tremendous power available. When put into action, yes, that's right, it makes, when put into action and made effective by God, it is dynamic and can have tremendous power. That is the Amplified Version. So tremendous power is available at the place of prayer. But this power is not to the same degree in various people. People pray to different degrees of power. We do not exert the same level of power at the place of prayer. You just heard the story of the man that was brought here mad and just exiting the office and one touch on his forehead and said, be back here tomorrow. That was enough for the healing already. Now, what do we do in order to exert power at the place of prayer? Now, we do not all have the same power at the place of prayer because we don't employ the same factors or the same forces at the place of prayer. Now, what are the various forces or the various factors that facilitate power in prayer? What are the various forces or the various factors that facilitate power in prayer? Number one is fervency in the spirit. Fervency in the spirit. That is being on fire at the place of prayer. Fervency in the spirit. We read that already in James chapter 5, verse 16 to 17. You said the effectual fervent prayer, that is prayer with temperature, prayer with fire, prayer with heat, heated prayer. Romans chapter 12 and in verse 11, it said not slothful in business, fervent
in spirit serving the Lord. Fervent in spirit serving the Lord. That is prayer that carries fire. Prayer that carries force. Prayer that carries energy. The Greek is energio. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man is energetic, energetic praying. What does that do? Number one, prayer fervency determines prayer potency. Prayer fervency determines prayer potency. The potency of prayer is determined by the force, by the fire force that pushes the prayer. If you remember that a bullet is useless when thrown with the hand, but when it is pushed by very, very intense firepower of a probable automatic rifle or something, its impact is unusual. Prayer potency is determined by prayer fervency. Number two, prayer fervency determines clearance at the place of prayer. It determines prayer clearance. Prayer fervency determines prayer clearance. If you want to understand what I mean by clearance, I am referring to the level of terror you can spark in the kingdom of darkness can be determined by the level of fire the prayer carries. Just the only thing I can use to explain this is if you remember the lion, the king of the jungle that occupies territories. It is said that a lion once in every few hours will roar. It will roar. It will not roar because it just saw a prey. It will not roar because someone looked for his trouble. It will just roar. And this roar is felt between 5 to 8 kilometers radius. The voice is heard. The goats are paralyzed. The dingoes are running to the holes. The jackals are on the run. And the impalas are taking off. And what is the reason why the lion does like that? It is called the maintenance of territory. Territorial maintenance. It causes clearance for anyone in the territory to know that there is a king in charge here. In case another lion is trying to occupy territory, they are letting it know that there is a king in charge here. So your prayer fervency determines your prayer clearance. It determines the clearance you can achieve in the realm of the spirit. So our first factor or force, powerful praying, is fervency in the spirit. Number two is praying without ceasing. Prayer power is determined by praying also. Praying without ceasing. Praying without ceasing. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 18 said, praying always. Praying always. With all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying always. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and in verse 17, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 17 said, pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. That is praying endlessly. How is that achievable? It is achievable by developing the spirit of prayer or the attitude of continual desire. The attitude of continual desire for God. Continual passion for the will of God. Because you pray with words and you can pray in thought. I'll come to that later. That which occupies your mind determines the force of your prayer. Now, this praying without ceasing. And what does that do for you? Praying without ceasing is wearing out resistance without struggle. Praying without ceasing is wearing out resistance without struggle. When you pray without ceasing, resistances are worn out with time. Because persistence determines, that's number one. Praying without ceasing is wearing out resistance without struggle. Number two, B, praying without ceasing is winning without ceasing. Is winning without ceasing. Is winning without ceasing. You are in the mode of winning. You don't wait for problems to rise before you went to pray. You prayed and dealt with the problems before they arose. That is praying without ceasing. And I'm sure you have understood what praying without ceasing means. It means that your thought is prayer. Your word is prayer. Your look is prayer. Everything about you is prayer. Your desires are tuned towards God. Your passion is tuned towards God. Your heart desire is tuned towards the will of God. Number three factor for powerful praying is praying with vision. Praying with vision. That is, you are not just praying for God to do something for you, but you are actually seeing what you are praying about. You are seeing the end result. You are picturing the outcome at the place of prayer. It is very clear to you how the result looks like when it happens. You are not in doubt of exactly what you are talking about. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 1 to 4, he said, I will stand up on my watch and I will and set me up on the tower and I will watch to see what he will say to me. I will watch to see what he will say to me and what I shall answer. I will watch to see. I am praying, but I am also seeing. In Ephesians chapter 3 and in verse 20, he said, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask of things. That is, while you are asking, you are also thinking. The picture is in your mind. In Isaiah chapter 65 verse 24 all the way to verse 25, and it came to pass that before they call, I will answer. Why? While they are yet speaking, I will hear. What is he hearing? He is hearing the picture. He is hearing the vision. He is hearing what is on your mind that you have not yet uttered. Am I communicating? You are not just praying for your husband, but you are seeing yourself and your husband. You are seeing the beauty of the home. You are seeing the beauty of you and your children. You are seeing how you are driving the car together to church. You are seeing how you are driving the car together for functions. And you are praying and your mind is active and you are seeing the things you are praying about. Am I communicating? That is creative praying. You are not just talking anyhow, but you are seeing what you are praying about. You are not just praying about church growth, but you are seeing the church overflowing. You are praying about things that you are seeing from the scripture. And while that is done, power is released. Now, two things again. Praying with vision is communicating in the language of the Spirit. It's communicating in the language of the Spirit. You are talking to the... Actually, Paul Yonggi-cho said that visions and dreams are the language of the Holy Spirit. They are the language of the Holy Spirit. You are communicating in the language of the Holy Spirit, because in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Young men shall see visions. Old men shall dream dreams. So the Holy Ghost is communicating visions and communicating dreams to people. And when you communicate back to him in visions and dreams, you are talking to him and you are supplying him raw materials to function with. Praying with vision is communicating in the language of the Holy Spirit, literally supplying the Spirit with raw materials to work with. And then praying with vision is creating the future in the present. You are creating the future in the present. At the place of prayer, you are creating the future. That was why Elijah sent the young man to go and see what he was praying about. He was seeing it, but the man wasn't seeing it yet. He was hearing it, but the man wasn't hearing it yet. Okay, first of all, he said, go and look at the cloud. And the young man went and said, I saw nothing. He said, go again. He was praying and creating the cloud at the place of prayer. And as he saw it and prayed it, after a while, the man saw the cloud. Then he was hearing the rain, but Ahab wasn't hearing. I can hear the sound of abundance of rain. Ahab cannot hear anything. But run now, because the rain is about to fall. Am I communicating at all? If you can see it and hear it, no devil can stop you from having it. If you can see it and hear it before you see, you experience it, no devil can stop you from having it. Am I communicating at all? When next you are at the place of prayer, don't just pray emptily. Pray and see what you are praying about. Pray and see the reality of what you are praying about. Pray and see the... Let it be real in your mind so it can become real in your life. Am I communicating at all? Is somebody getting something? This is a major secret that will change your life completely. Pray and see what you are praying about. While I was in the university, I never saw fail against my result. I never saw it in my mind by accident. I never saw it by accident. Whether at the place of prayer, whether in thought, or in it never crossed the mind. And as it did not cross the mind, it couldn't cross my life. What does not cross your mind is not permitted to cross your life. That is praying with vision. Anybody got something from there? Say aloud, amen. When next you want to pray for your marriage, what are you praying about? How are you praying it? You saw yourself marching to the altar. Ding, 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 ding. That's the marching to the altar. You saw all the devils crying that you are getting wedded. And, hey! This time you are praying for your children, for children. See yourself carrying your twins to the altar. As you are praying, you are seeing it. You are praying, you are seeing it. And the more you see the reality of it, the more it is real. Now, if you don't know how to see it, locate scripture that show you what is yours. Just locate the scripture. Just locate the scripture and use the scripture to paint the picture. That is the purpose of scripture. Scripture is given to you to help you paint the picture. So you can use the picture to venture. So you can venture in order to capture. And then when you capture, you can then feature. I'm sure that there is somebody who will do it tonight. Just see the picture very, very clearly. Very, 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 very clearly. See the miracles, see the signs, and see the wonders. See it very, very clearly. Sometime before I remove the crutch from a man, I see him walking already. And then I will just walk on. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? See it very, very clearly. And when you see it very, very clearly, then by the time you decree it, you create it. That is number three. Number four is praying in the spirit. Factors that enhance prayer power. Praying in the spirit. Ephesians chapter 6 and in verse 18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the spirit. Praying in the spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Romans 8, 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray as we ought, but the Spirit himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. The Spirit himself makes intercession for us. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1 to 2. The Bible said, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that he may prophesy. Say, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue, speaketh not unto men, but unto God, for no man understandeth him. How be it in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. Praying in the spirit. L'acqua satua saparatiti ki zagadashti leperete ko zagadaka lagatiti fike prokoto kuzugu dugula ka pagadaka ziki dikili ki fike pikira kataka zokuto kubara katika zakas jakala taratifi koko kuzugala lekwa santa keko kakorata tizitala ja koko parata kaka zagadiosta leperino saparanagagalaga hashadi ala lekeperete ke soko pa, for it is written, who is he that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. He is the God who frustrates the tokens of liars and maketh diviners mad. He disappointed the devices of the crafty, so their hands cannot perform their enterprise. Who is he that saith it? And it cometh to pass when the Lord commanded it not. I frustrate every agenda of the enemy against the life of your children, against the life of your sons and your daughters, and every satanic orchestration is hereby paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. Help that young man there. What is the impact of praying in the spirit? Praying in the spirit, number one, is praying the will of God effortlessly. Praying in the spirit is praying the will of God effortlessly. In our understanding, we are limited in what we know to pray about. But in the Holy Spirit, we are limitless. You see, the Holy Spirit will pray, will cause you to pray about what you need to pray about. Most of the times, what we think is the problem is not the problem. Most of the times, God wants you to pray about this and you are praying about this. Job prayed, nothing happened until Job prayed for his friends. Then God turned his captivity. You see, the will of God for Job was to pray for his friends so his life would change. But Job kept on praying and talking against God about himself, and nothing changed until Job prayed what he was meant to pray. This is the advantage of the Holy Ghost. You don't need to wait for as long as Job waited to pray in the will of God. You can pray in the will of God now by praying in the Holy Ghost. Am I speaking to somebody here? Number two, or B, praying in the Spirit is praying in the realm of hidden secrets. in the realm of hidden secrets, secrets that are exposed, secrets that are covered gets exposed at the place of praying in the Spirit. Beloved brothers and sisters, pray abundantly in the Spirit. 30 minutes is too small daily. 1 hour minimum baseline. Then you can take it from there. 1.5 hours, 2 hours. And then just pray on the go. Pray on the go. I told you last week that in the university days, if I was reading for 6 hours, it means I also prayed for about 6 hours, the same duration. All right, and so forth. So you can pray on the go. You can pray as you run, run as you pray. That was what John G. Lake said. What is your prayer life like? I pray as I run as I pray. Everything is prayer. Prayer is everything. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? Praying in the Spirit is praying in the will of God and praying in the realm of hidden secrets. Number 5 factor is praying with fasting. That which can make prayer impactful. Praying with fasting. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6 and 8. Isaiah chapter 58 and in verse 6 and 8. He said, is this not the fast that I have chosen, to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, and to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke? Is this not the fast I have chosen? Then shall your light break forth as the morning. Matthew 17 and in verse 21. He said, nevertheless, this kind, how be it, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31, he said, but they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as the eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What am I talking about praying with fasting? I am not talking about when the church declares a fast, then you are fasting. That is good, correct. I am talking about a regular fasted life. I'm talking about a regular schedule, personal consecrational fast. You are not fasting because there is a need. You are fasting for life. You are fasting to live. You are fasting normally, just regularly, as part of your life schedule. And what does that do for you? Number one, praying with fasting is accessing supernatural strength and power for exploits and impact. You are accessing supernatural strength and power. They that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. This kind goeth not forth, but by prayer and fasting. You are accessing supernatural strength and power for exploits and impact. Exploits and impact. There is a kind that will not answer you, except you pray and except you fast. And now it was a demon that they were casting out. It was a demon that they were casting out. And in the process of casting out that devil, they couldn't cast the demon out. And they asked Jesus, why couldn't we cast this demon out? He said, because of your unbelief. But this type does not live except with prayer and fasting. And what did Jesus mean? That is, if you see a devil, go and fast before you come. Is that what it is? Is that what he's telling them? As I saw that man yesterday, I should leave him there and say, wait for me here. Give me 2 days, I'll return back. No. You fasted before you came. That is, the fasting of yesterday generated the power for today. Am I communicating? And in all probability, when I saw them, that they haven't eaten yet. In all probability. And without bragging or boasting, just like I haven't eaten yet. I haven't eaten breakfast yet today. Oh, yes. It's not for show. She's complaining to me now, but you left me to go and eat. Yes, I left you to go and eat without eating. That's right. One day my driver said, please beg daddy for us. Mommy say, what happened? He say, this is breakfast, this is lunch, this is dinner. None has been touched. he said, and the person supplying them, they didn't know all were available. If he knew, he wouldn't have supplied the second one until the last one has been handled. He didn't say, go and fast before you come. You came fasted. You are loaded ready. You loaded the gun before you saw the criminals. Hey! Hey! Somebody shout the loudest, amen. In all your fastings, please use discretion. Once, twice, weekly schedule. Just have a schedule weekly. And then when, now, I told her I was going to eat around 4 o'clock today. But when it was, when I went to eat, no appetite. Should I force myself to eat? I know that it is time to fast when food doesn't have taste. I know that it is time to avoid food when I am almost trying to force myself to eat. It is like prayer burden too. When you are in the midst of people and you feel abnormal and you feel like there is need to pray, so you separate yourself. You move from there and look for a quiet place to pray. That's how it is too. There are many who force themselves to eat to their detriment. God was calling them onto a consecrational fast because maybe a battle was in front. And he wanted them to use the fast to crack it. But they were too addicted to tradition. Because tradition says 2 o'clock must be lunch or 12 must be lunch, 6 o'clock must be dinner. Where is it written? When thou see food, thou must eat. There are some people who are pitying the food. Remember we had one pastor's love feast at Sheraton some time ago. Not and by the time they served us, buffet. Then one of our guys, he served himself. He went many times. At the end of the day, he said, so the food that we are not going to eat, what will they do to it? He said, they will return it back to the kitchen. He felt very bad. They will return it back to the kitchen. But did we pay for all the food? Yes. He said, okay. In that case, it's better they carry him from here than for them to carry the food. It's better he eats until they carry him than for the food to be returned. That is, he was too sentimental about the food. His attachment to the food was too much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say amen. Oh, the food has remained. Let me just finish it. You are not dustbin. You can remain and be repackaged for tomorrow. But don't do yourself such injustice. Let's just finish it. It remains more. Let me just finish it. Nothing like this. Hallelujah! Did somebody hear what I just said now? So the fasting of today is handling the challenges of tomorrow. And the fasting of yesterday is dealing with issues of today. Praying with fasting. Praying with fasting is praying. How is that? It's accessing supernatural strength and exploits for impact. We saw that already in Isaiah 58, Isaiah 40, 31. Number two, praying with fasting is accessing light to dissolve darkness. To dissolve the force of darkness. You are accessing light to dissolve the force of darkness. When you pray with fasting, you are, he said in Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8, it says, your light shall break forth. Seasons of fasting can expose you to secrets and revelational lights and insights in the world that can help you tackle some situation. That was point number 5, is praying with fasting. Number 6 is praying in the night season. I'll be through in a moment. Praying in the night season. Praying in the night season. Psalm 16, verse 7, it said, I will bless the Lord who has given me counsel. My reins instruct me in the night season. Luke chapter 6 verse 12 to 14. He said, and it came to pass in those days that he went, that is Jesus, into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. He continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose 12, whom also he named apostles. He chose 12. Simon and so on and so forth. He prayed all night and then made a very drastic decision in the day. In Psalm 19 verse 2, he said, 19 verse 2, day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. Now, what does praying in the night do? First of all, praying in the night season is praying in the season of high spiritual frequency transmission. Spiritual frequency transmission. That is the season of revelations. The seasons where insight abound. Praying in the season of high frequency transmission. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 29, all the way to verse 30, he said, you shall have a song in the night, as in the night when holy solemnity is kept, gladness of heart, as when one goeth with the pipe to come into the mountain of the Lord, to the mighty one of Israel, and the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. In the night, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. That is one. Secondly, praying in the night season is praying to undo the works of darkness. The forces of darkness are very active in the night. And when we are awake at that season, we can undo them. In Matthew chapter 13 and in verse 24, all the way to verse 25, he said, when men slept, 25 now, when men slept, the enemy sowed tares. So when you are awake, when men sleep, you can undo what the enemy has done. Now, this prayer in the night season cuts across all the way to the early morning season. It cuts across all the way to the early morning season. So any time between 12 midnight, 6 a.m. season, that is from the first watch of the night is from 6 to 9. The second watch is from 9 to 12. Anything from the third watch of the night, 12 to 3 a.m. and then the fourth watch of the night, 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. Every that interval, that period of time, are times of very, very drastic spiritual impact. That was why Job said, have you commanded the day? Have you commanded the day since, commanded the morning since your days? This is very, very important. Have you commanded the morning since your days and caused the day spirit to know his place? So praying within that season, third watch to the fourth watch, third watch, 12 to 3 a.m., and 3 a.m. to 6 a.m., that third and fourth watch of the night. You remember Jesus came walking on the water in the fourth watch of the night. That those watches of the night are seasons where you are able to deal with the forces of darkness and determine the day before the day arrives. Somebody say aloud, amen. That is praying in the night. Number two, okay, I've said two things about praying in the night. Praying in the night. Excellent. Finally, before we close tonight, Number seven, praying with sacrifice. Praying with sacrifice. When you are not just praying, but you tie the sacrifice to your prayer. Like 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 11, where Hannah vowed a vow and said, Lord, give me a child and I'll sacrifice him to you as a priest. That happened. And then God showed up almost immediately. In 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 12. 1 Samuel chapter 7, verse 7 to verse 12. The Philistines gathered against Israel. And then Samuel cried unto God, offer the sacrifice. And as he offered the sacrifice, God thundered from heaven. And the prayer was instantly, he offered the sacrifice and cried out to God. And God thundered on the Philistines with a great thunder. What does praying with sacrifice do? Number one, praying with sacrifice is praying at the frequency of fire. It's praying at the frequency of fire. You see, every time God sees sacrifice, the fire fall. Praying with sacrifice is praying down divine visitation. He's praying. The frequency of fire is the frequency of divine visitation. He's praying at the frequency of fire, dash, divine visitation, because God is a consuming fire. He arrives to consume the sacrifice. Number two, or second, praying with sacrifice is praying at the frequency of speedy intervention. Speedy intervention, speedy manifestation, speedy intervention, where when God turned again the captivity of Zion, we are like them that dream. Psalm 126, verse 1 to the end. And in verse 4, 5, we saw the sacrifice. Though they are sowing tears, they shall reap with joy. That's right. Hallelujah. So, that is praying with sacrifice. It increases prayer fire. It increases prayer power and increases prayer impact. Very, very important. Please understand that all other factors must be in place. Because if you live anyhow you want and you think you can bribe God with a sacrifice so that prayer can be answered on time, that is a waste of time. Other factors must be in place. You don't bribe God with money or a gift or an offering. No, no, no. It's a spiritual process, a spiritual principle backed with revelation and understanding with other factors in place. Very, very important. Number eight, which is final tonight, is praying with the song. Praying with praise. Let's say, praying with praise. Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26. Paul and Silas were in the prison and they prayed. Nothing happened yet. Then they sang. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake. So that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately, all the doors were opened. And everyone's bands were loosed. Hallelujah. We just read Isaiah chapter 30, verse 29 to 30. Where he said, you shall have a song. And then it's in the night. And in verse 30, the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard. Acts chapter 13, verse 1 to 2, we saw where the apostles were worshiping and praying, and the Holy Ghost said, praying with praise, number one, is praying with unhindered access to the presence of God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, into his courts with praise. Psalm 100, verse 4. It is praying with unhindered access. If you want your prayers to catch like fire, if you want to catch the attention of God, you pray with praise. You sandwich prayer in between praise and thanksgiving. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, for thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Praying with a song, with praise, is praying with unhindered access into his presence. Number two, second, praying with praise is praying into the realms of divine guidance and direction in prayer. Is praying into the realms of divine guidance and direction. Is praying into the realms of divine guidance and direction. When you pray and you include praise in the prayer, you are positioning yourself to hear something. Somebody shall hear something. If you are the one, you say a louder amen. Somebody shall hear something. Somebody shall hear something. Somebody shall hear something. I prophesy to somebody here today, fervency in the spirit is your portion. Fresh grace to pray without ceasing is released upon you right now. Capacity to pray with vision is released upon you right now. Ability to pray endlessly in the spirit is released upon you right now. Grace to pray with fasting is released upon you right now. Grace to pray in the night season between the third and fourth watches of the day is released upon you right now. Grace to pray with sacrifice is released upon you right now. I take authority over the garments of depression, over the garments of heaviness, over everything, the garments of discouragement. In this week of praise and singing, these garments are destroyed in the name of Jesus. The capacity to pray with praise is released upon you. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Stand up on your feet, lift your hands and appreciate God. Appreciate Him. Just thank Him, honor Him, adore Him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Adoration to your name. Worship to your name. Lift your voice to God. Lift your voice to God. Lift your voice in praise. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Go ahead. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Worship Him. Thank you, Master. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Lift your two hands and say, Father, the grace to apply and to employ everything I heard tonight, I receive it. I receive the grace to apply, to employ everything I heard tonight. I receive that grace to apply and employ everything I heard tonight. I receive that grace, Lord. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and speak to God. I receive that grace.
And you deserve the glory and the honor. Oscillate us in worship. As we praise your holy name, here is all the glory and the honor. As we lift our hearts in worship, as we praise your holy name,
you are great, you do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you.
There is no one else like you. You're the miracle so good. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
And you are great. So great. There is no one else like you.
Oh, there is no one like you.
Lift up your hands. Father, thank you for tonight. Blessed be your name for a baptism of prayer. I'm going to pray for fresh praise and prayer fire. Are you ready for that? Lift your hands high. Before I pray that prayer, everyone who is here tonight and is in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, you pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front. You pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush to the front. I'll give you the count of seven. Quickly. You say, Pastor, I've heard that message. And everything is robed. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous man availeth much. Robed in our life of upright living. uprightness. Quickly pick your Bibles and your bags and step forward here.
I've got my mind made up, and I won't. Because I won't.
Jesus,
someday.
For that boy, or any addiction lifestyle, anything that you are not happy with, pornographic life, alcoholism, masturbation, betting, gambling, whatever it is that you want to break free with, quickly step forward here and let us pray for you. Quickly, quickly. Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Whoa.
Keep coming.
Stay no longer with you.
Goodbye,
two.
Three.
Stay no longer with you.
I have made up my mind. The rest of my life,
made up my mind.
Goodbye, 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 goodbye. Come, number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I have made up my mind. I have made up my mind. The rest of my life, I made up my mind to go the rest of my life.
Lift up your hands and let us appreciate Him. Jacob paratatatata. Place your right hand on your chest and lift up the other hand up and say after me, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of help. Come into my life. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. I receive the grace to live for you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it dawn in Jesus' name.